Welcome to the End of the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. Episode, Who Cares?
We're all bored. We're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming. We show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better.
We're so young. Tears
of mascara in the bathroom, honey, life is just a classroom.
Hello and welcome into the Woods podcast. Under the weather this week, Ryan Woods. Since I last talked to you, the Cleveland Browns have played two football games. Cleveland Browns have won one football game. And I was on here and I had to eat my words. The good news about doing one podcast a week is, you know, I didn't have to eat my words 2 days later. I got a whole week and I got a Browns win out of the deal. Yeah, Monday night was bad. It was bad from the start when I got on here and I was having a panic attack. And then I had to sit and watch Nick Chubb blow out his leg. Not fun. And then I had to watch them lose in embarrassing fashion. And on top of it all, I'm now under the weather. You know what I mean? I'm now under the weather. And that sucks. And on top of being under the weather, I also learned that Travis Kelce is dating now Taylor Swift or whatever's going on there. And I just want to say, while this is a great day for America as Taylor Swift is back to American guys, which is good, I just have to say that it's fuck Travis Kelce. I'm happy for you. Happy for both of you, I think. But it's also fuck Travis Kelce. Why, Ryan? Why is it like that? Why are you on that type of stuff? Well, I'm on that type of stuff because he has a podcast, right? I have a podcast, right? He put out the bat signal to Taylor. I put out the bat signal to Taylor. And one of us, she showed up at his football game. Now, Ryan, you might say, Ryan, how is she supposed to show up at your job? Does she want to sit here and watch me podcast from my basement that's owned by my fiance? I mean, sometimes you have to make choices. What does Travis Kelce have that I don't, Taylor? Huh? What? Athletic ability? Yeah. Have you ever seen me jump? Not pretty. But if you watch me jump, you might believe you can achieve more. Because at least I'm trying. You know what I mean? Does he have money? Yeah, sure, I don't have a lot of money. But I did hit a $5 bet last night. So $5 turned into $9. Or $18, actually. Primetime parlay. You ever heard of it? It's what you're missing out on. Does he have cool cars and a big house? Yeah. No, my car isn't the coolest, but like, I promise you this, I'm never going to put that car above you. Do you understand? The 2001 Honda Civic is a great car, Taylor Swift. Sure, the top can't go down as you were riding with the top down. Sure, it's not all that interesting, but I'll tell you this, it has a cassette player. And I know you love old-timey stuff. Get some Taylor Swift cassettes? Oh. Oh! What does Travis Kelce have that I don't have? Athletic ability. Probably the greatest tight end of all time outside of Gronkowski. Look, man, Travis Kelce starts a podcast, shoots a shot with Taylor Swift. There she is, hanging out with his mom. Would I let Taylor Swift meet my mom? Probably not. I don't want it to end poorly. You know what I mean? I want to at least have a chance. I'm not letting Taylor Swift hang out with my mom for 3.5 hours. No disrespect to my mother. She's a very charming woman. The problem would be the aftermath. The aftermath would be the worst part of that. But nonetheless, congratulations to them, but also screw them. And I am under the weather. And the worst part about being under the weather at my house is, and this is the problem with women. The problem with women is they don't want to see. If you live with a woman and you're sick as a man, women are your biggest hater. They don't want you to be sick. They just act like it's not happening. Case in point, last night, I'm sleeping for the first time because I'm off the NyQuil. I'm off the NyQuil cocktail. You know me. I poured 45, what is it, milligrams of NyQuil in a little cup, milliliters, and I poured it up, took it back straight to the head, straight to the dome, no chaser, you know the deal. And I'm sleeping on the couch. Dana comes downstairs, just hits me on the chest. I'm fast asleep for the first time in like 36 hours. Wakes me up. I'm like, what? She's like, do you want to put the bed together with me? Because she decided to do the laundry, the bed sheets, which is fine. But do I look like a guy right now who wants to put the bed together? No. Do I look like a guy right now that wants to get up? No. Am I even awake? No. So what the hell? What could go through your mind? Like, that's what I'm saying. Women are your biggest haters, guys. Guys, you could do anything for a woman. You could ask them to marry you. And just know this, they will continuously be your biggest hater. No one's a bigger hater than the woman you live with. She also might be your biggest supporter, which is true, but also your biggest hater. I hate to say that. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? No one's going to question you more than the woman you live with. She will support you, but she'll also knock you down a few. It's fine. But the thing I hated the most is she knew I was sick, right? She knew it. We'd been over it. And I literally told her all day, look, I'm sick today. You want me to get healthy? I'm going to take the day off of doing stuff. It just happened to be also Sunday, and I could just watch football all day. And it also helped that the Browns won. But neither here nor there, I just wanted a break. You know what I mean? So I took the cocktail. I took the NyQuil cocktail, the NyQuil shots. Pour them up. Off the NyQuil. And next thing you know, I'm getting questioned. Do I want to put the bed sheets back together? And I'm going to be honest, you know, doing laundry. Oh, geez. Oh, Ryan, but she did the laundry. Listen, you do the laundry. It's really not that hard. People that complain about the laundry are crazy to me. People that complain about the laundry are so funny because literally you just take the stuff out of a basket, put it into a machine that washes the clothes for you, take them out of that machine that washed the clothes for you, and then put them in another machine that dries the clothes for you. I mean, you act like you went to the moon and back. You act like you just walked over the Alps. You act like you just did a marathon. It's literally just, you're doing nothing. You're literally doing nothing but moving, just picking stuff up, putting it in there, and making sure there's the right amounts of laundry, detergent, and then a dryer sheet, or whatever, a dryer ball. Oh, gee. I mean, don't stop the mat, you know. God bless. That's the real problem, is when you are sick and you live with a woman. Sorry, I'm all sweaty, I have a fever like a baby. You know when a baby gets a fever? That's why we're a soft people when someone's baby gets a fever and they just run to the hospital. That's why we're soft now. They just don't let kids get sick. People used to be born in the outside, not to go full Joe Rogan on your ass, but people used to be born in like huts made of mud. You think they were worried about their temperature of their baby going up a degree or two? No, they were hoping the thing would survive. That's all I'm saying. But anywho, the thing about living with a woman and doing a lot for that woman, not being like a deadbeat, you know, spouse or, you know, roommate in this scenario, is they don't let you have that day off, you know, because it is, here's the thing about women. When you're sick as a man and you live with a woman, it's like I'm like the bell cow running back. I get a lot done around the house. And that's not a problem. I like doing it. I'm giving 25, 30 carries a game. I'm like old school, like Jamal Lewis, Adrian Peterson. I'm out there. I'm carrying the load. But then I go down with a high ankle sprain, in this case, a cold, right? And I'm like, hey, we might need to lean on you more, the backup. We might need to lean on you more this weekend. And that's too much for them. Hey, you want to come do the sheets with me? Can you come put the sheets on the bed? You're an able-bodied human being. Put the sheets on the bed. No disrespect. Not trying to disrespect you here. Just being honest. Could you imagine if you just carried it one time? Getting 15 extra carries this weekend. out of the 5 you were getting. Now you're getting 20. We're going to try to throw it more, but we're going to need you. Golly. They don't let you have a day. They don't let you have a day. That's the problem. As he lowers his power desk. It's not that I, and it's not even that I wanted to be sick. You think I wanted to be sick? No, I just wanted, you know, I get to take the day off. Because you told, the thing is, she told me to. Ryan, this isn't relationship counseling. This is a podcast. Okay, I'm sorry. Whatever, dude. That's just the thing about women, you know? Is that they're women, just women. I don't need to explain it. It's just women. You get it? If you're a guy and you live with a woman, you know what I mean when I say women. You know? Women. That's just what it is. Because there's no explaining to be done. Because even if you're right in an argument with a woman, guess what? She's moving those goalposts, pal. And you can't slip up a bit when you're in an argument with a woman. I'm surprised not all lawyers are women. Why not? They argue forever. They could argue forever. I'm surprised not all politicians are women. Oh, I know why. Because then they turn into Lauren Boebert and they're doing OTP in the freaking Beetlejuice movie play. How the hell are you? How the hell, as Lauren Boebert, are you horny at the Beetlejuice movie play? Wasn't that the play? Are you at a live action Beetlejuice horny on a first date doing OTP? Can't have that. Government. We have a president who can't finish a sentence, and we have senators that can't stop rubbing the outside of pants and getting groped at a Beetlejuice play, live action play. What's going on? And you want me to pay back my student loans while senators are getting OTP, are giving out OTP HJs at the Beetlejuice play? You want me to pay back my student loans? Pass. You know what I mean? Pass. Lauren Boebert, United States Representative. 36 years old, too old to be given OTP HJs at the Beetlejuice. At the theater. Groping incident. She's getting rubbed up on. The lawmaker was spotted vaping. Oh, the humanity. At the touring production of Beetlejuice in Denver last week. I feel like vaping in Denver is the least of your problems. Like, I mean, you could be doing a lot worse out there. I feel like every time my buddies go to Denver, it's like, yeah, we went to Denver and I was just on shrooms for the whole weekend. Like, if of all Lauren Boebert's doing in Denver is vaping. I mean, it's pretty good, you know, because you meet a couple group of white guys, they go out to Denver and they're like, dude, we did a couple tabs of acid, shrooms. We started smoking the moment we got off the plane. I even did some blow. And you're like, whoa, pal, geez, didn't you go there to go skiing? Yeah, we didn't make it. Before being thrown out. Oh, my God. I didn't realize she was thrown out. I thought she was just kidding. I thought she was just kidding. I didn't think she was getting got thrown out. What happened was I messed up, she told Fox News. I went on a date. I am a congresswoman and public figure, but believe it or not, I'm human too. Shocker. Are you? Obviously, everyone is interested in my personal life and very difficult divorce. She's getting divorced and she's given. The Denver Post reported 3 theatergoers complained about Boebert and her date were vaping, singing, and recording the musical performance. Jeez Louise. It's been 20 years since I was on the dating scene, so I used to just give over-the-pants hand jobs all the time. Wow. It's been 20 years since I was on the dating scene, she told Waters, and back then, you could do over-the-pants hand jobs, and there was no infrared cameras watching my every move. I was just giving OTPs everywhere. I was giving OTP HJs everywhere. I'm truly humbled and apologize to my people. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Colorado's 3rd District. Who cares about Colorado's 3rd District? What is going on? I mean, that's awesome. And then she also said all future date nights have been canceled. And I learned to check party affiliations before you go on a date. If you're dating based on party affiliations, you suck. Just want you to know that. You suck. Who gives a shit? I saw a bunch of signs, like, I gotta be honest with you, and I know this might sound, you know, because maybe it's because I'm 26 and I don't really care about anything, according to most people, and I'm just a stupid little, you know, millennial Gen Z asshole, but the problem is, I just feel like I don't think about shit all the time. I'm just not thinking about shit that often. Like, we were on a walk, and I saw, like, a house that has a sign out front that says, like, vote pro-life. And I just want to be honest with you that I'm really never thinking about that. Like, in my day-to-day life, if I didn't see that sign, I'm just not thinking about abortion. Shockingly enough, it never comes up. I'm never just like, man, they really got to do something about these abortions. Like, it's never come up. I have no thoughts about it. And I understand with that sign, it got me thinking about it, but it actually got me thinking about, like, how are these people just in there like, you know, we got to do something about abortion. Like, I've never thought that ever in my entire life. Or the people in guns. Like, who, like, you, are you sitting there like, we need to do something about guns? Like, we're never going to do anything about guns. Just realize that. We're just going to have a bunch of people die every year. It's going to be awesome. It's America for you. We're just going to have people fucking die. Want to go to the grocery store? Look out. You're in that aisle with all the random distilled water jugs? Look out, pal. Here comes some shells raining down on your ass. Or you could be somewhere like the mall and no one ever shoots you. But maybe. You never know. Look out. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want me to say, dude? I'm just trying to live my life. Ryan, you never thought about abortion because you never had to have one because you're not a woman. I don't know. Maybe that's it, too. Maybe I'm not a woman and I don't think about shit because I'm a white guy and I just have everything handed to me all the time. That's what people want you to think. They want you to think it's easy for us white guys out here, but it's hard. People are always telling us how easy we have it. I mean, it's not fair. When does it get easy for us whiteies? I just like life's simple things, you know? I like the simple things in life. An old-fashioned 12-ounce Diet Coke. I don't give a shit. You people and your, oh, there's aspartame chemicals in there. Blah, blah, blah. Who gives a shit? Who cares? I like the way it tastes. I like the way it hits. A Diet Coke at DC hits different. And if you, in those who know, those who get it, get it. Those who don't, don't. You know what I mean? Hits different, man. Hits different. I mean, is Taylor Swift on the greatest run of all time? Are we being honest with ourselves? I mean, she's on the greatest run of all time. From March of this year, when she started her tour, to today, 6 months, she's on the greatest run of all time. She's gotten a whole new demographic of people. It used to just be like teenage girls. And then she was able to get older women because, you know, she's grown up and now those women have grown up and they're moms and so on. And those kids that liked her, you know, 15 years ago now have their own kids, right? So they're fans. And then, like, it became cool for dudes to like her, right? It was dads of those girls now that like Taylor Swift. But then it was like J.J. Watt was at the show. And then John Cena's there. And then Aaron Rodgers is there. And then Ryan Woods is at the show. And it's like, oh my goodness, like, what's up with all these strong, masculine dudes showing up to Taylor Swift shows? And now Taylor Swift is in, like, the mainstream every single day. You can't go anywhere without looking at her. You can't go anywhere without seeing her. She's everywhere. They're doing Taylor Swift song puns on the overtime NFL shows. They're doing them during NFL highlights. They are everywhere. Literally everywhere. If you didn't like Taylor Swift, I mean, Godspeed, brother. And I will admit, it's a lot, but I mean, I'm here. You know, I'm wearing it. I mean, what are we going to do? She's not going anywhere. She's the most famous person in the world. Is Taylor Swift the most famous person in the world? She has an opportunity. You know how I did the greatest American of all time list? I did the GOAT list last year. The GOAT list. Greatest American of all time. Oh, I'm going to die. Taylor Swift might be on the Mount Rushmore of greatest Americans of all time. I'm going to pass out and die because I'm sweating. I'm warm. I'm sick, but I'm fighting through it. It's called playing hurt, folks. But I'm going to tell you this. Taylor Swift might be on the Mount Rushmore of Americans of all time. She's only 33 years old. And I mean, you got to admit, it can only go higher. She's like peaking. But every time you think she's peaked so far, she peaks higher. So Taylor Swift might be the greatest American of all time. She's making a run for it. I mean, it's like George Washington, Taylor Swift. I mean, can you think of anybody else? Jeez. Lauren Boebert, not one of the greatest Americans of all time. But if Lauren Boebert wants to go see the Beetlejuice in theaters with me, I might have to go. You know what I mean? I see how she gets down. So you ever hear about that with like your buddies? Oh, this is so gross. But you remember like in high school, you would like hear about like the girl who's like, I gotta be honest with you. I went to high school with like 700 kids. I graduated like 700 kids. So like some of them were into some freaky, kinky stuff, I guess. Or some of them just got busy or early. I was way too insecure to be getting active at like 15 years old. 16 years old, even for that matter. Hell, make it 17. But hell, make it 26, dude. I'm still insecure. I'm just telling you that when I was in high school, I wanted no one to see what was going on below the belt. I was like ashamed. Maybe it was because of all the internet scenes I'd seen, but I was ashamed of what was going on and down below. But now I understand that most people are lying and that those people are liars and I'm doing perfectly fine. No, I'm not. I'm very insecure about it. But the whole point is you would hear about a girl in like high school or like one of your friend groups. You would hear about a girl who's like, you know, getting into some stuff and you'd be like, oh, that's how she gets down. Like, let's go crazy. And then like you'd hit her up or like your friends would hit her up. Like, oh, did you hear about her and so-and-so got it on at the movie theater? Yeah, no, I heard about that. It's so crazy. He's like, yeah, it's gross. What's her number? Like, that's what you guys would do, right? Because that's how it was. You're like, oh, that's how she gets down. Like, she gets down like that. Like, yeah, I heard about this one girl. I used to work somewhere. And this girl used to, like honestly, used to get with everybody. And it was kind of gross. And she was also dating one of the guys there, so it was kind of gross. But I just knew, like, I knew a guy there who was like, I got to try to get with that girl. And I'm like, dude, you got to watch yourself. Because that's a dangerous game. But I understand where you're coming from, but it's a dangerous game. But it's how it is. So now you hear about Lauren. Like now Lauren Boebert, every time she goes to date, every time Lauren Boebert goes to date now, the next guy is going to be like, should I take her to a play? I mean, it's literally the crazy part about the Lauren Boebert situation is that it's literally the South Park episode where Randy and everyone in Denver takes their wives to go see Wicked just to get BJ's. But now everyone's going to take Lauren Boebert and their girlfriends and prospective dates to go see Beetlejuice to get OTP HJs. Holy shit. You thought about the Simpsons curse before or whatever, the Simpsons crystal ball? That blew my mind. I can't believe I just thought of that. That's an all-time reference. Lauren Boebert just lived out the South. They don't even have to do a South Park episode about Lauren giving the OTP HJ at the Beetlejuice. She's just doing it for him. That's real. I mean, wow. That blew my mind. Probably because I'm a simple man, and most things blow my mind because I don't really think deeply about much stuff as we've been over. But wow. Lauren Boebert. OTP HJs. Who and what age do you stop getting it over? Getting it OTP. You remember hanging out with? I remember just being young. Oh, I remember being young. You know, back before I had to stretch to get my day started. You just roll out of bed. You'd be like, "Would you guys want to hang out?" And you'd go hang out with your friends. I remember. Oh, this is embarrassing. I hate even talking about this. But I remember I took this girl to prom, my first girlfriend before my now fiance, and. Dude, saying fiance sucks, by the way. It's embarrassing. Oh, congrats to you two. Because then eventually I'm just going to say wife and I'm going to be old. But in any event, I remember taking this girl to prom and we were sitting on the couch after prom. And her parents, or the people's house we were staying at, their parents stayed up. And they were all really weird about it. Because, you know, people have crazy prom nights. But I went with some girl who, like, believed she was super into God for a bit. And, like, nothing bad was ever going to happen because I was too afraid. I had no idea. I had none of the tools for the job. And even if that was going to be the case, and I ended up having to sleep on the floor and got a bloody nose because I'm allergic to cats, and people believe I'm faking the allergic to cats thing, but when I go sleep at somebody's house with cats, I wake up with a bloody nose like I'd gotten in a boxing match or a street fight. But neither here nor there. So you're sitting on the couch. I remember we were sitting under this blanket for some reason, and... the one woman, I don't even know what her affiliation was. It was like 11:30 at night. And she's like, had to be later than that. And she's like, hands above the blanket, hands above the waist. Like, we were under there just, you know, going to work on each other, like playing DJ. Like, I was under there just doing some stuff. When I wasn't, I had no idea what I would do in that scenario. You guys ever have a girlfriend you just rub fronts with? Like, you're trying to start a fire. That's that Lauren Boebert. Like, when you're, like, your first girlfriend when you're, like, high school, middle school. You're hanging out watching some movie at her parents' house. And you're going to be picked up in, like, 15 minutes. So you've been, like, nudging closer to her all night. And eventually she just starts trying to start a fire on the outside of your sweatpants that you wore specifically for this moment. And then you go home and tell your friends that she totally gave it. You totally, totally got in there. Yeah, you got that Lauren Boebert. Is that even how you pronounce her name? How do you pronounce her name? Does anyone care? It's gross. But I just want to say one last thing about, you know, before I go, and one last thing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift becoming a thing and seeing all the photos of them and everything is my personal 9/11. As a guy who with a podcast who shouted out Taylor Swift, who went to bat for Taylor Swift, who really went all out, seeing them together is my personal 9/11. I gave a shout out on my podcast, didn't work, Travis's did. That's life, you know? So with that, follow me at all the links below. Thank you all for listening. Sorry, I'm a little under the weather this week. Hope it was funny. I hope that every week, but you know, beggars can't be choosers. So love you guys.